Hi, and how are you? Is our buddy Ty Warren. Hey, Ty.
What's going on, Dale?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, listen, there's nobody listening. There's you and me and Michael, and there's nobody else on the planet, okay?
Are we tuning the world out right now?
Yeah, there's just us. There's nobody else here. It's just the three of us. Should you have gotten a roughing the passer penalty?
For what?
Just cut
for
out.
What?
No, say it again, Ty. We couldn't hear you.
I said for what?
You were looking up like you kind of half thought you were going to get one, weren't you?
No, I wasn't doing that. I was just finishing the play, I was laying on Marion probably a little longer than I should have, and I felt him squirming down at the bottom. So, you know, just in case the referee seen all the squirming that was going on down there, I just kind of just backed off like, hey, you know, because I know if it's gonna be him or me, it's gonna be me getting the penalty. I mean, he the rising star in the league. I'm aging. You know, I'm just an old bottle of wine.
You're aging.
I mean, old bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah, right. Aging. I haven't even hit 30 yet. What are you talking about? Ty, tell me about some of the challenges you guys had yesterday dealing with Michael Turner. I mean, he's a load to tackle, and you guys kept him under, you know, 70 yards. He did get into the end zone one time, but it didn't really hurt you guys. What was the mentality going into the game facing a guy like that?
Basically, you know, not to let him get going. You know, Michael Turner is kind of old school type of back. You know, one cut downhill and just go. And that's his build. And so we didn't want to let him get going. And that was part of it, and definitely not give him any momentum. You know what I'm saying, going into the second half, being that he had a good first half. So, obviously, you know, with the way our units was playing, you know, it didn't allow him to have any more attempts going into the fourth quarter and so forth. But, collectively, being how everything went down, you know, Vince going down and then Mike and right on down the line, you know, it was, it was good, you know, that we was able to pull and to what we emphasized during the week.
This defense has had the attitude in the past of trying to show people that it's not just offense that gets it done here. You guys have had a little chip on your shoulder in the past. I get the feeling you're kind of playing that way this year and that the defense is bent on showing people you're better than they think you are.
Yeah, I think, it's been the case here probably the past few years with all the turnover and all the questions that people may have had on the outside about what this defense may be like. But, for the most part, you know, we put some solid performances out there, but it's definitely not the best by any means. You know, for me and right on down the line, we definitely haven't played our best ball yet. So that's encouraging that we haven't done that. So, we continue to build on what we built on so far and in these first 3 weeks and the special team unit and the offense and everybody working in sync like the game went this past week. And everybody's improving in all those areas, man. It's going to be gonna be pretty nice, but definitely from a defensive standpoint, and you know, of course, all the points that were put up a couple of years ago and all that, you know, was kind of flying under the radar and everything like that. And so, yeah, you can say that.
Hey, Ty, I mean, other than the obvious, which is, you know, the loss of Richard Seymour, Teddy Bruschi, Rodney Harrison, on and on, what are the differences between this defense and the defenses that you've been on before? And if that's scheme-wise, address that. I mean, just the big difference between this unit and other units.
I think just the only difference really is that we're obviously playing more 4-3 or 4-2 or whatever, however you want to call it, four-man front than we played in the past. You know, and you know, to play that for as long of a stint as we have, you know, we've toyed with it before, you know, going in and out of it. and we even played 34. You know, we played a three-man front this past game, you know, if you look a little further, a little deeper into it. So just the consistency of kind of sticking with a little more four-man front than we have in the past.
Hey, before we let you go, how's our buddy Vince doing?
I think he's doing pretty good. You know, Vince always got a smile on his face. I think he's doing pretty good.
Happy to hear that, and congratulations on the win. We'll see you again next week.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Okay, Ty, thanks.
That is